Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that investigators have found evidence of torture among bodies discovered in a mass burial site in Izium. 440 graves were found days after the city was retaken from Russian forces. Let's go live now to Al Jazeera's Hoda Abdelhamid, who's in Kharkiv. You've been to Izium, Hoda. What did you see there?
Well, certainly I saw devastation and the grim reality of what war does to people, a city completely desolate. I would say that every building we walked past by was at least partially destroyed. Mostly were completely destroyed, shard. And I'm talking about civilian apartment blocks. I'm talking about pharmacies, banks, schools. So it just gives you the intensity of the shelling that was going in that area. Now, that city has been under Russian occupation since the beginning of March. When they went in there, apparently they found little resistance, but the Ukrainians all along knew that it was very important to get it back simply because that city basically was a logistical hub for the Russians, very important for their military operations, for resupplying their troops in the north of the Donbas region, which is, according to President Putin, the ultimate goal of this war. Now, with the war comes also the death, and we went with investigators and forensic experts to the outskirts of Izium, where they had uncovered a mass burial site. President Zelensky, the prosecutors on the ground, all told us that there were already evidence of torture among some of the bodies they had so far exhumed. But it is a huge task simply because there are these 440 graves, according to officials, but some of them could carry more than one person. So it's going to take a long time to figure out who are these people and how they died. And as they are going along with that burial site, well, also investigators are looking for mass graves, and they found at least one, which was for a Ukrainian soldier.
Hoda, when we spoke an hour ago, air raid sirens sounded there in Kharkiv. What's the latest on the fighting?
Well, certainly the sirens sound in Kharkiv several times per day and several times per night, and you do also see here loud explosions nearly on a daily, on a nightly basis, I would say. Now, this counteroffensive has taken everybody by surprise here, but I think one of its successes also has been that the government has been not talking about it too much, not publicizing it until after the facts. What we do know from the Ministry of Defense is that they had pushed further east in the northern part of the country towards the Lugansk region. There is fighting ongoing in and around the town of Lysychansk. The end game, or the end game there would be to get hands over Severodonetsk, which you could compare to Izium in the sense that it was another logistical hub. It is another logistical hub for the Russians there. It also sits on a very important railway hub, and it's from there they resupply the troops that are in the Luhansk region, which is one of the two pro-Russian separatist self-proclaimed republics. So the battle is ongoing, but there's also many other front lines in this country. The deputy defense minister a few days ago was telling me there's about 2,500 kilometers of front line around the country. There was this much publicized counteroffensive in the south of the country, in the Kherson region. Many would say that maybe the Ukrainians were diverting the attention of the Russians by publicizing this counteroffensive in the south while preparing themselves to push here in the northeast. Well, from what we understand, and again, we're getting very little information, that counteroffensive is going much slower. It's a much different terrain. It's open plains, so both sides can see each other very clearly, and it is slightly more complicated. We know that the Ukrainians have managed to put the Russians in a difficult situation in the sense that they bombed out the bridges that link Kherson to the Crimea Peninsula, annexed by Russia. So they say that at the moment the Russian soldiers there are quite isolated, but this is still the beginning of a very long battle to retake the country.
Al Jazeera's Hoda Abdelhamid reporting live there from Kharkiv. Hoda, many thanks.